And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. As we move on to segment number three with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. And we have two guests in studio with us today, Bryce Kolk, the shelter director. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Brittany Edelman, a tech one at the shelter. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I know you said that's the title here. What exactly does that entail, tech one?
So tech one is like taking care of the animals, keeping them clean and feeding them, medicating them, stuff like that.
Okay. And you work in behavioral enrichment programs there at the shelter.
Yeah, so that's been new since Bryce started.
I guess we could start with you, Bryce. Mm-hmm. What's the idea here? Why introduce this?
Yeah, so, enrichment is super important, you know, for animals, especially animals that don't have home and they're just kind of hanging out in essentially a kennel all day long waiting for that home to come along. We strive to, there's five senses, sight, touch, sound, smell, taste. We try to enlighten each one of those senses to kind of keep them busy. It maintains the wellness of them, keeps them from being so stressed out and high strung and, you know, scared, you know, keeps their mind busy. So it also reduces inappropriate behaviors and increases adoptability.
Nick McNamara is joining us here as well. He's our producer. He's a cat guy. He's got a lot of cats.
Yeah, I have three. I used to have four. One of them had an unfortunate illness about a year ago now. But I have numerous cats. I used to have cats, rats, and fish, like a whole household. But now we're just down to the cats and fish.
All right.
But, yeah, I know that cats can have behavioral problems sometimes. Mm-hmm. Dogs can. There's, probably a wide variety of issues that you probably see on a day-to-day basis that maybe we don't.
Right, yeah. I mean, cats in general come in and they're super scared, you know. There's these small little creatures that come into this very scary, stressful world, you know, and a whole room of them, you know. What are they going to do? They're going to want to hide and hiss or swat. And, you know, when we do things like put lick mats that have different textures of treats or what else do we use? Tuna, those sort of things. It brings them out of their shell and gives them something to do and stimulates their brain instead of just sitting in a kennel and being scared, as well as toys, you know, scratch pads, the little round toys that have the ball that goes around in a circle, you know, those sort of things. And same thing with dogs, you know. They come in and they're stressed out. All of them are barking in a kennel. The first thing they do is they want to jump up and hop up and down and ping pong ball across the kennel because they're stressed out. They want out. They're trying to say, hey, like, we're not getting enough in here and we want out. And people see that and they're like, oh, that's why you got surrendered. And it's like, no. Like, we're going to get them out and, you know, work with them and teach them how to sit and how to walk on a leash. And we're going to do things to stimulate their mind so we can really show their personalities.
And so, Brittany, I guess that's kind of your role there at the shelter then, correct?
Yeah, so we have like a schedule now. They get enrichment in the morning and in the afternoon, and we make sure they get out and have some social time with the staff as well. Enrichment in the morning, we like to have something that's they can like tear up and or, you know, that we use scents too. So that's something we do in the morning. And then the afternoon can be a little bit more stressful with people there and we're getting them out. We're no longer doing walkthroughs because we found that the dogs are a lot less stressed. The cats actually seem to really like that social interaction with the public walking through. But during that time for dogs, we give them things like Kongs that are frozen. So it takes them a little bit longer to kind of get through that, and that seems to be really helping them.
This probably gets you I would imagine here when you get someone come in for an adoption, by doing this program it probably allows you to learn a lot more about the animal, and then thus when they get adopted they're going to a good fit for a family.
Yeah, when we stop doing the walkthroughs, we have like a binder up at the front, and we're really able to talk to the public about what their home looks like and what they're looking for, and we've been able to make really good fits that way.
Cool, good deal. Well, that's a great great idea here. And how many animals do you have at the shelter right now? Would you say?
I don't know. I should have looked. I know better than to come on here because I know you're going to ask that. I want to say we probably have like maybe eight cats, okay. eight or nine cats, and probably around the same number of dogs. I think okay. we have 9 or 10 dogs. So
relatively low then, pretty yeah. much. Mm-hmm. That's a good sign. So. Yeah.
Which brings me to my next thing. We had the Pet Finder Foundation and Kia the dealership donate sponsor adoption fees. So they donated some money to sponsor adoption fees. We did it yesterday, and we have some money left over. So we're sponsoring all the animals' adoption fees today as well.
Wow, that's a great deal. Mm-hmm. And as we get closer to spring, I know you'll because you'll get more surrenders, and I'm sure will there be more opportunities for unique adoption events around town? Will we see that continue here?
I'm hopeful.
Okay.
So we got some sponsors out there, and you know, if there's anybody in town that owns a business and wants to sponsor a kennel or sponsor a pet as well to kind of keep that trend going, you know, if they can't necessarily adopt or have time to volunteer but want to do something, we definitely have that opportunity available.
All right. We it's always a good idea here, especially as we get into the springtime, talk about licensing your pets and getting shots and things like that. Now, right. if you have an animal come in, they get their shots, correct?
Yes, they get their yearly, like the dogs get their parvo distemper and cats get the FVRCP right at intake. We don't do rabies because we don't have a veterinarian that is on site all the time. So we're not licensed to give those rabies vaccines out. But we do all the other basic yearly stuff.
All right. And it's good to get the microchips. And you guys usually advocate for that here, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Microchips are a big one. You know, we see a lot of animals come in that don't ever get to go back home. Or we also have them come in that we have one come in yesterday that's a 12-year-old little tiny senior chihuahua. She was microchipped. We traced it back to 2015, but they never kept it up. So we have phone numbers that don't work. So not only microchips, but making sure you keep those up to date as well.
Do you find is it harder to track down a lost dog? I don't feel like a lot of people answer their phones anymore because of all the scams out there.
Right.
So is that a complicated thing here these days?
It can be. You know, we do kind of get dead ends sometimes where we call and people don't answer. You know, we leave a message if possible, but we do find that a lot of people have voice mailboxes that are full. So we can only keep calling, and we look like a spam risk, but
it seems like there's maybe an opportunity there. Maybe this is from the city or something, but it'd be neat if there's like a text line or something that, you know, you could text something in. I know social right. media exists, but I don't know if that's a possibility or not. Maybe brainstorm that to the city commission.
All right.
And you all do post when there are animals that do correct. Come in. You post them on social yes. media, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So those yep. out there, whoever do run into that situation, Facebook is a good place to go check when you're first losing your animal, maybe a day after. Go on Facebook, check definitely. Out T. Russell Wrights, and yep. if they have them, there's a chance that photo will be up there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything else going on at the shelter that we should know about here?
You know, well, we're going to be a part of the St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow, awesome. So we're really excited. Any opportunity that helps us get out into the community and be a part of it is always exciting. So we'll be out there. We're going to kind of evaluate some of the dogs that are in the shelter today and see if any of them would be able to handle, you know, that much of a high stress, you know, going out into the public. So we're hopeful that we're going to have some dogs out there with us in the parade. And then again, microchip clinic, April 9th. We're doing free rabies, free FVRCPs for cats, and free parvo distempers for dogs, as well as free microchips. April 9th, Wayfield Pavilion, City Park, 2:30 to 5:30. Only requirement is if you live in the city of Manhattan, you get a city license while we're out there. So okay. It'll be cash and check. We won't have a credit card terminal. So we ran into that problem last time.
All right. Good to know.
But yeah.
All right. Well, we always appreciate getting to talk to the shelter, one of our great places here in town. You can go check them out over on Levy Drive. The exact address, I don't know. What is the address?
605 Levy Drive.
605. All right. Bryce and Brittany, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Jim Frankie up next. We're going to be previewing the Optimus Spaghetti Feed. That's coming up in just a moment on K-Man.